Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Everybody, it's Scott Hennon live and on location. Where? In the friendly confines of the Black Family Studios.
You ever broadcast live but not on location?
It's rare, as you know.
Is that good? Yeah. I'm thinking, you know, when you broadcast live, you're broadcasting live from a location.
Yeah.
I'm broadcasting dead this morning. I think.
I'm live, not dead.
Yeah. You could and be recorded. So
I'm at a location.
I can handle the live thing, but on location is one of those radioisms where it's like, well, Scott, you're in a location now. You're always in a location. If you're dead, super. You're in a location. It may be an urn or a coffin, but it's a location.
It's another one of those radio terms that you hear once in a while, remote.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Remote location. Yeah. What does that mean to anybody?
Live and direct. No, yes, I'm broadcasting to a tin can across the room and then into your speakers.
Yesterday, I was legitimately on location. I was on assignment to Arnagard, North Dakota.
There we go.
For the Cook Fest. It was great fun. And I had a grand time. Thanks to all the community members. They were just wonderful. Brian and the team from the city council and the fire hall and, volunteer firefighters opened up their doors for us. Had a great event yesterday.
Did you ever bring Kevin some leftovers?
Well, I didn't because the brisket didn't make it home. I had a six-hour trip.
Kevin, man, I'm going to bat for you, buddy.
That's all right, man. I appreciate that.
Gosh almighty. It was.
Next time I'm just going to make the trip with you, bro.
I thought it was. In the middle of it, I thought, this doesn't feel like a road trip as in like some kind of grueling 6-hour Arnagard to Fargo kind of trip because I was in a great pickup.
Right.
I've never in my life had the ride that I have from the Chevy Trail Boss, the Silverado. I'm telling you, I wanted to wait for a 2021, and it was going to be a little bit of a wait. So I got a 2020. It's the same body style, but I just love it. I mean, I might at some point switch to the 2021. It rides so good.
Yeah, they're beautiful.
Even the families in there in the back, you know, you put the seats up and the dogs are back there. They feel they got their own house.
Like the old days where you put the family in the back of the pickup and
right.
No, and the dog in the cab with you. There's a country song in there someplace, but we'll just leave that be.
It was fantastic. So it really didn't feel like work at all. I was listening to a little podcast about the Founding Fathers, listening to the Charlie Kirk Show, listening to Todd and Kevin and I on the replay on K-Fire of What's on Your Mind.
Just had a full belly from the Cook Fest.
Oh, did I? And the brisket and everything else.
I was going to say. And I'd be still awake after all that eating. I'd be asleep.
If you heard us yesterday and said, God darn it, I wanted to get there, but I didn't. There's another bite at that apple Thursday in Mohall. So tomorrow. Today, everybody's on the water. At Secaucus, we have Four Bears Casino for the Bakken Conservation causes, which is really great. They do a lot of neat things for habitat, and they all come together. So a little fundraiser, a little fishing derby today, and then tomorrow in Mohall, we'll be back there. One thing I have to say, besides the great food and just a really neat chance to interact with folks in Arnagard, North Dakota, what I really appreciated about it was the information. I mean, it's been 2 years since the last Cook Fest. And it's amazing, just in 2 years' time, I said the other day on the air that if you think of Alexander Graham Bell and the first time that, you know, he's hooking up literally two tin cans to a string, can you hear me? Can you hear me? And what we know now is a telephone, how that started to today when you hold in your hand, you know, an iPhone 12, right? And or a Samsung whatever.
Yeah.
You have got a supercomputer in your hand. Now think about that. It goes from Alexander Graham Bell in 18 whatever to now.
Yep.
That space. The oil and gas industry, and really all of the energy industry. I mean, you think about coal, same thing, and how every year it's cleaner, cleaner, cleaner. Now they're talking about carbon capture, all of these things. All of that has happened in a much shorter time span. You take basically what is really organic oil, and you put it into phones. Kathy Nesset had a great line yesterday from Nesset, who does a marvelous presentation. She talked a lot about hydrogen, too, which was
I like her.
Fantastic. I mean, you really, you when you understand the power that hydrogen can provide and how you make it from natural gas. And then because of carbon capture, because of salt caverns, we have I mean, we know where all these things are underneath because you got to go down deep to get the oil, right? So you know what every layer is.
Right.
And we go through the salt now to get to the oil, okay? So we know where there's salt. And it is unique to North Dakota in these formations. And you can go down there and make a cavern in these salt formations, okay? And then you store the stuff everybody hates. That's called carbon management.
Right.
So what it does is it pulls what the world considers the bad stuff, okay? I guess they're okay when China burps the bad stuff because they're building 88 coal plants, right?
Oh, yeah.
They try to shut them down here. We got to get innovative in keeping them and keeping the jobs here. But they build them. 88 under construction right now in China, ladies and gentlemen. 88 of these things under construction right now in China. Okay.
So we need to put a windmill in our yard. Yeah.
You know, and again, that train's left the station. Somebody the other day said, yeah, you sold out to wind. They're like, I am for all of the above energy, always have been. I did not advocate for wind energy, even though I like the fact that, you know, a farmer should be able to decide, do I want to put this on my land or not? Do I want to have that option? That's called to me a landowner right. Okay. I didn't advocate for it until the industry itself said, okay, we're done with the production tax credit. And guess what? They can't even be done with it because people in Congress keep sneaking it back in. The industry is saying we don't need it. But if you go to the utilities where you buy your electricity, they are buying the wind. They like the wind. Okay. They use it in the mix. Now, some could argue it's too much. The point is we need everything. If you go look at what our energy needs are, I mean, North Dakota's a prime example. If you have some of these data farms that are here because of the gas, you have just every time, we have now a record amount of wells in this state, a record number of wells, okay? And think about this. McKenzie County in North Dakota is the highest producing oil county in the country. One county produces more oil than any. If it was a state, it'd be the fifth highest in production, McKenzie County. So that's at the heart of the Bakken, okay? You think about what they do, and every time they plug one of those holes, and we're now at 16,000 plus, guess what happens? That's a whole other storefront, and that takes electricity forever. So we have an insatiable appetite for this energy. We need all of the above. We really do, and I've always been an all of the above advocate. But, of course, there are many people that want to stop that. They don't want the solutions. They don't, you know, they say, well, carbon's a problem. Okay, we'll fix that. We'll store it down there in a cavern. We'll grab the carbon. We'll put it down there. We'll generate the hydrogen. We'll add that to coal fire plants. I mean, the Coal Creek Station's a prime example. Some innovators have bought that. They've saved the jobs. They've saved these communities. But guess what else they're doing? They will use more coal than they do today through carbon management. So coal wins. And you have additional energy options that come from that plant. Think about that. They use the gas to keep that plant going all year long, and they actually use more coal because they keep it going all the time. It's not on-off, which is very hard on those big power plants. All this innovation is happening here. It just makes my hair in the back of my neck stand up because it's just so darn exciting. Another thing I learned yesterday from Justin Kringstad, North Dakota Pipeline Authority, did you know that historians credit the oil industry, specifically the pipeline industry, for winning World War II? I did not know this, but there was a pipeline put up in very short order because we didn't have enough fuel, enough oil, to get on big tankers to get to our fighting ships and our troops in World War II. And they stood up very quickly a pipeline without which we would have not won World War II because they know how to cut off supply lines, and we re-upped them. This is the way America was built, folks. This is the level of innovation that has come from America. And if you stunt that, which many people are trying to do because they have ulterior motives in the name of climate action, that means translation, we hate you, North Dakota. Oil, ugh. Coal, we don't like you. Big target on your back. We'll snuff you out by regulation. We'll snuff you out with taxation. Go ask your tax man, ladies and gentlemen, to give you a good to bad range of what your tax situation might look like next year if Joe Biden gets his way. Just go ask. Farmers, landowners, they might take away every ability you have on all the taxes, the death tax is an example. What's on the table is far worse. See, they're spending the money like crazy now. $3.5 trillion yesterday. Oh, we got an agreement on infrastructure, $3.5 trillion. They're going to go on this spending binge, and then they're going to go, all right, let's go get the money to pay for it. And it's going to come from all of us. Okay?
Hey, when we're all homeless and broke, will the Texas state delegation show up to sing for
we
all of us?
Will overcome.
Oh, my
we
God.
We can join in. Yeah. Yeah, everybody.
Do you remember when some pro-life legislation was making its way through, I forget, Washington or Oregon, and a group of pro-life legislators said, we're not going to let that happen, and walked out? They were knuckle-dragging nutcases.
Cowards.
And what are they in Texas? Yep. When they do that about literally making it easier for people to vote.
They're heroes.
They're heroes. And they get on a plane. Where do they go to get celebrated? Washington, D.C.
Oh, yeah.
You can't make it up.
Yep. They're here. They're back. Oh, yeah.
Welcome to America today. So the question is, are you ready to fight? Is America worth the fight? We're going to talk a little bit about that next. Kelly Armstrong is one of those fighters. He's going to join us at the bottom of the hour on how that fight is waged in the North Dakota. Also, Deb Keel, Republican legislator from Crookston, Minnesota, on the Line 3 protests, which continue in Minnesota.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution. Polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
You don't need an illness to need a doctor. You don't need to feel sick to feel better. You don't need to be unwell to get well. What you do need is a primary care physician or provider at Sanford Health. Better health care starts with regular wellness visits and a familiar face who knows you, your concerns, and your goals. We're here before you need us. We're here when you need us. We're here after you need us. We're here for you. Find your primary care physician or provider at sanfordhealth.org today.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing. Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps you coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate.
I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center, North Dakota.
And I am Lake Knight.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution. Polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Our friends at Pucklets want me to tell you about the Wednesday Wheels. I mentioned my rig yesterday, which is the What's on Your Farm, What's on the Ranch Pucklets Flag Attach Wind Power Chevy Silverado Trail Boss. Oh, do I love it. 2020. But I have a deal for you today. This is a Monte Carlo edition of a Chevrolet SS. You heard about these Monte Carlo special editions?
This is the pace car.
This is the 2002.
Yeah, it's the SS pace car edition. Yeah. Oh, man, nice.
Yes, a rare special edition Monte Carlo. There's only 108,000 miles on it. It's 3.8-liter V6, great balance of power and fuel efficiency. Get ready for the color. Bright yellow. And it is the racing edition, you're right, so it makes it a real head-turner. Very clean, well-maintained, even comes with the original Monte Carlo sticker pack. So whether you're looking for a nice summer cruiser, this baby turns heads, or maybe a reliable car for the kids heading to college, they'll think this is cool. It's a steal of a deal. Came from the Lisbon area, and Pucklage, of course, specializes in these single-owner vehicles. This was $89.95, now $7,500, even if you tell them you heard about it from us. Pucklage. ChevBuickGMC.com in Valley City, Pucklage, North Dakota's home for Chevy. Bismarck, Valley City. Tell them Scott sent you. Better get on that one quick. So Charlie Kirk will be with us tomorrow on What's On Your Mind for a full hour. He is making his second of three trips to North Dakota this year, earlier for the North Dakota Conservative Advocates kickoff at the Bell Mayhus in Bismarck, jam-packed house. He is coming tonight to Fargo and the Avalon Event Center to kick off an effort, grassroots organization, planning of which started back shortly after Donald Trump was defeated, or was he? I don't know. In which, yeah, you count and you tell me.
They're still debating that point, but yeah.
Everywhere they count, they have questions. So we'll see what the cyber symposium down there in Sioux Falls, South Dakota holds, and maybe we'll get to an actual true count before too long. But that caused a fair amount of concern among a lot of people to say, well, what's this going to mean? What's this going to mean for America? And these were people that proudly were part of something called the MAGA movement, right? What was MAGA about? It was about America and about greatness. Yet if you wore a red, if I went to a Twins game wearing a red MAGA hat, how long do you think before I'd have some knucklehead in my face?
Oh,
screaming
no
and hollering. And
You wouldn't get in.
Pea soup coming around.
Past, yeah.
And the hat and says,
don't
make
you
America
want
great.
To be great? Isn't that the whole point?
This means I'm for America, right? Before that, it was the Tea Party movement. I remembered this on the way back yesterday. Chris Larson and I were working on a column for this weekend for the Forum newspapers, and I said, find my book, Grassroots, and find the quote from Ed Schaefer. Way back in 2009, former governor, first came on the political scene in North Dakota, like late 90s, part of the legendary Gold Seal sales, his dad, the famous Harold Schaefer, iconic North Dakota family, but great wisdom that always comes from Ed. And he told me back in 2009, related to the Tea Party movement and what was happening to people that were joining the Tea Party movement. And I would see them aligned again and again and again. That's why I wrote the book. And I would say, gosh, these people, if I read a news story about them, if I see CNN or some, television news report, and every time even local media would come, they try and portray these people as crazy. And I'm like, these are salt of the earth people. These are our neighbors. These are people that see Obamacare and go, whoa, 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 hard stop. What are you trying to do here? We've seen this movie before. Single payer and socialized medicine. Why do you think people from Canada and around the world come to the U.S., right? And they saw the spending proposed by the Obama administration and said, whoa, whoa, whoa. Don't forget, Barack Obama was elected president by calling the debt of the United States that he put on George W. Bush's back as immoral. He said $8 trillion in debt is immoral. Guess what he did? He doubled it. He took it to $16 trillion. He criticizes the Bush years, which was more spending than you and I would like, and a war on terror, and calls it immoral, and he doubles down on it. This is the stuff they get by with, folks. So why did they want us to go away? Why did they scare us as part of the Tea Party movement? Here's what Ed Schaefer said in 2009. Fortunately, it's not working. Instead of keeping people away, these attacks are inspiring more people to join. People are saying, I want to stand up and be counted because I love my country and I don't want the leftists to go away with the slandering of my friends and neighbors. There are thousands and thousands of people out there who are genuinely concerned about the direction of this country. This didn't just start. They were. And the Obama years brought what? Donald Trump. Donald Trump was a product of Clinton-Obama policies, but also a lack of fight from Republicans about anything about it. That became the MAGA movement. What Freedom Matters USA will be, and what Charlie Kirk is in town to help us kick off, is simply an evolution of that effort. Giving voice to us as real people. Helping us fight. It's okay to fight, folks. It's okay to fight. We've been blessed with people willing to fight for this country since our founding, since the Declaration of Independence, since the Constitutional Convention. Generations of patriots have fought for this country. I mean, think about it. Revolutionary War to Ford today and the War on Terror that is still on in Afghanistan and Iraq and elsewhere. It's impossible today to not see in every corner of this country a tearing of the fabric of everything that makes this nation great. We have been warned about this. Wasn't it Ben Franklin that famously quipped, "We've given you a republic if you can keep it." What did he know 240-some years ago? What did he know if you can keep it? Well, now, you can be canceled for speaking your mind. The Founding Fathers would have been canceled if these people got by with this because political correctness weaponizes all this. They can say fight. I played you a clip yesterday. Obama, Hillary Clinton, Joe Biden. Fight, fight, fight. We got to fight these guys. Obama said, what do you say? Well, you can't take a knife to a gunfight. All of that was happy talk. Donald Trump says we're going to fight. People on Newsmax say we're going to fight. Ah, they're insurrectionists. So we got to ignore all that. Founding Fathers didn't wilt in this fight. We can't either. This is really a war of ideas. That's the battle. That's what we're fighting for. A war of ideas. There's nothing wrong with that. This battle cannot be left to others. So you got to join this fight, or pretty soon, and we're getting closer to that every day, you will not recognize America. What Ronald Reagan warned will come true. America is never more than one generation, a generation away from extinction. Freedom, never more than one generation away from extinction. So we've got to join that battle. Freedom Matters USA will be that. Center of the American Experiment is fighting on that front. Part of the effort of Freedom Matters USA is to get that group from Minnesota, fighting in blue Minnesota, to North and South Dakota, to maybe be offense here rather than defense there. North Dakota Conservative Advocates, another great group, fairly new. That's what Charlie Kirk was here for earlier this year, to help them kick this off. He's helping us kick off Freedom Matters USA, grassroots organizations, to give you a voice, to give you something to part of. Pick your place in that battle, but join the battle. If you don't, we're done. All right? Any questions on that? Feel free to throw them my way as we go throughout the show today. Kelly Armstrong, we come back on the fight in the U.S. House. Plenty of that there. Next.
For years, Peckwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you, and we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Peckwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson & Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson & Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. If you go to hatandsons.com, you'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com, since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Demonstrators expressing solidarity with Cubans who waged a rare weekend of protests around their island nation shut down Miami's Palmetto Expressway Tuesday by mobbing onto the highway. An Iranian intelligence officer and three alleged members of an Iranian intelligence network have been charged in Manhattan with plotting to kidnap journalist Masih Alanjad, a human rights activist from New York, to Iran. The FBI says the plot was part of a wider plan to lure three individuals in Canada and a fifth person in the United Kingdom to Iran. All targeted victims had been critical of Iran. The COVID-19 curve in the United States is rising again after months of decline, with the number of new cases per day doubling over the past 3 weeks. It's being driven by the fast-spreading Delta variant. Thank you for listening. We are USA Radio News.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
On the Founding Fathers last night, and some Michael Bublé music when I needed a little boost, and a couple Charlie Kirk podcasts. I was listening to Michael Bublé, by the way, and the Boston Pops Orchestra with John Williams' America the Beautiful. Can we play that next, Kev? I also made it across North Dakota with a couple of stops at the PetroServe USA, Bismarck and Valley City. I can't, just can't pass Valley City. And I would suggest you do the same today, because the home cooking is better than ever. They have grab-and-go convenience. You can pick up the big 1 liters of Ice Mountain for 69 cents. Take a couple of those, some giant seeds, 5-ounce bags at $1.39. Firewood bundles are $4.99. Today you buy 2 fresh baked cookies, you get one free. From Karma Rolls to a bag of popcorn to the Hot Stuff Personal Pan Pizza, the 2 homemade cookies and 20-ounce drink, 4 for $4. And get a load of the Swedish meatballs or lasagna today in Valley City. Exit 292, just head north. Garlic chicken bake in Hartwood today at I-29. I saw you light up over there, Kev.
That sounds good. That's a new one.
It is. Swedish meatballs, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. 12th and I-29, chicken fettuccine, lasagna downtown, MP Avenue, and Swedish meatballs in Glendon. PetroServe USA, tell them Scott sent you. All right, so we're talking about finding our place in the fight. And look, some people wilt when you say fight. Do you think leftists, do you think Marxists and socialists and communists shy from the fight? No. And they are enemies of our republic. They're enemies of freedom. They don't shy from the word fight, so why do we? Well, we don't want our neighbors to think differently of us. We don't want, and you do it with a smile. You do it with a little humor. Kelly Armstrong talked about this yesterday at the Bach and Rocks information session. How much he loves telling the North Dakota story. He's not wilting from a fight by any stretch. Guy's a defense attorney, for crying out loud. You're not afraid of fighting. He and his family have been toiling in the oil and gas industry when it wasn't cool, when it wasn't chic. And it was a day-to-day dog-eat-dog world. That's not shying from any fight. And you do it with a little humor, and you do it with some facts, and you've got to find your place in your fight. Kelly, welcome back. How are you?
Thanks for having me. I'm pretty full after the Cook Fest, but I will tell you about the Valley City PetroServe. So first of all, I love the old one before the remodel, but the new one's fantastic. But they have a pistachio muffin that is I barely make it every bite without stopping in to get it. So it's not my waistline, but it definitely helps. That's the one of the cool parts about this job. Someday we'll have to do it around the state. I can tell you all the best convenience store food from one end of North Dakota to the other.
It keeps you going. It does. Yeah, last night was a late night. I didn't leave till 7 o'clock and rolled in a little after midnight. Didn't care one whit. Loved every minute of it. have my usual stops, the whole deal. Yeah, I really enjoyed your talk yesterday before the group because you were talking about sort of how you see your role in Washington, D.C. First of all, this is a fight, and we shouldn't wilt in the fact that it's a fight. Am I right?
Absolutely. And, I mean, like I said yesterday, there's two. I mean, we're about 2 weeks away from the Democrats in the House having a three-vote majority. And to understand how marginal, how small that is, it's really difficult. You know, we've had a lot of talk about Senator Manchin, Senator Sinema, whatever they want, but we've never seen a group of four members of Congress from the Democratic Party flex their muscles yet. So I said this yesterday, and I believe it. The two things that keep the Democrats unified is hating President Trump and climate change. Well, those are two things that are pretty important in North Dakota.
Well, and I also think that, you know, you talk about the climate action, and you're perfectly positioned to be part of these debates, but the climate action is their weapon for everything that is this big, giant target on North Dakota. But they also, when you talk about a fight, they have public opinion on their side. They have young people on their side. If you talk to the CEOs at these major companies, they're as much controlled by the people that work for them that are 30-somethings than they are some, you know, religious belief about global warming. Talk about, you know, what's pushing this, what's behind this, the views out there on the whole climate change issue.
Yeah, I think it's really important to know, and this comes from, you know, picking juries for a living for over a decade, that if you are under the age of 30, 85% of the people under the age of 30, regardless of party affiliation and regardless of where they live, rate climate change as a 1, 2, or 3 issue with high intensity. That means they care about it and they vote on it. And so I think far too often both sides of politics, we end up getting into our echo chambers, right? It's pretty easy to support the oil and gas industry in Western North Dakota, but don't forget that there is a big portion of high school seniors in Dickinson where, I mean, it's hard pressed to find a town that's benefited as much from the oil business as Dickinson. And I mean, and the other ones are in North Dakota, but there's a big percentage of those seniors in high school in those towns that actually care about those issues too. Doesn't mean you shy away from it. We're proud of what we do in North Dakota, but we have to do a better job of talking about our role in the economy, our role in our communities, and our role of what we do in North Dakota that is really, really important to pretty much every aspect of every citizen's life.
How has this fight evolved from the point of where you sort of just say, that's happy talk, it's nonsense, give me a break, what a bunch of fake science, to, whoa, baby, this is going to roll us over if we don't engage in this fight. How have you seen that just in your time, even with your dad in the oil industry, to the legislature, to Congress? How's that fight changed?
Well, I think the biggest danger right now is the ESG part of this. And this is about, you know, personnel makes policy. And if you look at who President Biden's put in his regulatory agencies, and you've even seen some of this from the big five oil companies of who have won board seats, I think the real fight becomes that they are actually actively pushing forward on things that absolutely will not work. They may work a little bit with a lot of money in highly populated East Coast areas, but they aren't going to work out here now under current technology. So I think that's where it's evolved. Our worry isn't that they're going to succeed, because I don't think they can. Our worry is that they fund this all, they fail, and I said this yesterday too, and I believe this. Two things can be true. More people in the United States are going to drive electric cars in 10 years than they do now. And we're also going to produce more oil and gas and burn more oil and natural gas than we do now. And that's going to happen without any federal legislation. And we're still going to be producing a ton of oil in North Dakota in 10, 15, 20 years. My concern is what happens in the meantime. How much damage do they do to our communities? We called it churn in the oil industry during the boom, and companies losing employees and people moving from Partial to Watford, all of those different issues. But what we don't need in the ag and energy industry, particularly in North Dakota, is more consolidation. And that's what my real fear is as we move through this, we know it's broken. We know it doesn't work. We have to restart a bunch of this stuff in our communities. But what does that do to the local business in Watford in the meantime? I mean, we're still going to produce this incredibly useful and abundant resource that we have. But I'm really worried about what happens to our communities in the meantime if they get their way. That's why we fight it so hard.
Questions or comments for Kelly? Welcome today on the program, 800-228-0550. You can text Todd, the radio guy, Mitchell, 701-226-8503, or me at 701-367-2054. Get to your questions in just a moment here. Well, how do you see your role in all of this as a member of Congress, as a member of that House that's getting ever closer to, you know, 50-50? And obviously, the polling suggests 2022 looks pretty darn good. So a lot of these folks on the left, Nancy Pelosi and others, are doubling down knowing they're going to get what they're going to get now, and they better get it. What's your role? What part do you play in bringing the North Dakota story to members of Congress and all the task force on climate action and energy that you're a part of?
Yeah, I mean, it's easy. We talk about what we do here and why it's important, and we continue to do it. But, you know, we've had, first of all, recognizing that the Green New Deal has never been about saving the client. It's about winning elections. That's the truth. It's about government control and winning elections. And then secondly, being able to push forward, like, real, like, places where they don't have answers. And that's where I always try and get to a place. Common sense solutions that they can't answer. And I'll give you a perfect example. So we've had 13 hearings in Energy and Commerce on the Clean Futures Act, which is really implementing a big portion of the Green New Deal and over electrification and renewable. So I continue to point out that for everything bad that is in this bill, the two things that aren't in the bill are permitting reform and litigation reform. And if you think putting a pipeline in the ground in western North Dakota or eastern Montana is tough, try putting a high voltage transmission line through a rich suburb on the East Coast. And if you think, even for the infrastructure, even if they want to give preference only to renewables, even if they want to squeeze out oil, natural gas, and coal, they still need a tremendous amount of infrastructure to do that. I think they have huge feedstock problems, but regardless, they still need that infrastructure. Well, they can't get it done. I mean, their 2030 goals, they won't even permit. The transmission to move the product they're trying to produce won't even be built by that. And that's just the truth. And they cannot gloss over it because it's incredibly dangerous, not just in North Dakota, but the whole U.S. economy.
Christian, McKenzie County, question for Congressman Kelly Armstrong. Go ahead, Christian.
It's Chris. I am a Christian. Thank you for your service, Congressman, and I'm grateful for some of the fresh ideas you just kind of talked about as far as coming up with new ideas and consensus ideas. But I'm a veteran of the military, third generation. We got Navy, Marine Corps, Air Force, Army, all in our family. And I've often wondered on a proactive side why we haven't repurposed one of our retired aircraft carriers. If you're familiar, you've been through all these briefings where they talk about the ocean weirs and the massive amount of plastic that's floating in small circles in contained space along the equator in the Pacific and the Atlantic Oceans, with millions and millions, billions of tons, potentially, of plastic just floating and choking the ocean in those areas. Have we thought about, on a proactive level, repurposing a decommissioned nuclear aircraft carrier, like the Enterprise? I think that's going to scrap, unfortunately, or something like that. Massive electricity, huge production space, enormous capabilities, repurposed relatively small on an industrial scale, get out there and start sucking up that plastic and cleaning up the ocean and freaking people out with an original idea like that. Does that ever even come up in any of your conversations?
Chris, not that specifically. First of all, thank you for your service, but I think you bring up a really good point. The reason it doesn't come up is because a lot of, outside of trying to win elections, a lot of this climate policy is really geared towards outsourcing our guilt. You need a ton of lithium to do renewables. Well, what do you think a lithium mine looks like in China? I mean, you think that's clean air, clean water around that mine? And we do all of
this here too.
I've talked about plastic pollution a lot. But the answer is you can still get your $10,000 rebate on your Tesla and go to a cocktail party in Manhattan and talk about you're saving the environment.
These are ideas.
Outsource our guilt.
Yeah, let's go on offense rather than defense, because outsourcing our guild is defense. More with Congressman Armstrong after this. Don't go away.
The team at North Star Ag knows that no two farm operations are the same. They take pride in learning what makes yours unique, and through years of experience, bring the know-how and understanding that your farm deserves. North Star Ag is North Dakota's largest and most trusted full-service short-line machinery dealer with parts, service, and a huge inventory. From planting to growing to harvest, they help farmers and growers all over North Dakota, and they want to do the same for you. Learn more online at NorthStarAg.com. North Star Ag, committed to quality, committed to you. Did you know you can save 50% on Herman Miller chairs, the top name in office seating? Save 50% right now on special order Herman Miller office chairs during the signature sale at InterOffice Furniture in Fargo. And at InterOffice, save 20% on all in-stock furniture as well. It only happens once a year, the signature sale, with 50% off on special order Herman Miller chairs, but only through March 20th. And in our area, you can only find Herman Miller chairs at InterOffice Furniture, 1st Avenue North in Fargo.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
You are loved with an everlasting love. You are designed for excellence. You are not given the spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. Exercise your gifts in times such as these and fight the good fight with the power you were granted by the virtue you were designed for. Enemies, foreign and domestic, with no resemblance of creation, wish to make you a slave. Please exercise your freedom and stand tall. I'm Jim. I'm NDFlagPoleGuy.com. Support America. Install a flag. And thank you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The Boston Pops and America the Beautiful as you're driving across the fruited plain of North Dakota and the sun is setting, even though you'd like to see it be a little greener this time of year. Just could we live anywhere more beautiful? Could we live anywhere more, every corner of North Dakota bringing something different to that beauty equation, and the people are beautiful, spirit is beautiful. It's really a great place to live. Brought to you today by our friends at MyPillow. Right now, the lowest price ever on sheets. So you buy one, they'll give you two at the lowest price ever, and it's free shipping right now. So help Mike Lindell. He's another fighter, fighting every single day. Got that cyber symposium coming up in Sioux Falls, inviting all the cyber experts in to poke holes in every angle of the actual PCAPs, the actual data from the election. Going to be a fascinating process, but that's what Mike's doing, so at least we can do is buy towels and slippers and pillows and all the rest at a great discount if you use the promo code Scott. So you go MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call them at 800-506-9028. Back with Kelly Armstrong on What's on Your Mind. Question for you related to big tech. Listener says, Kelly, what's happening in the fight against big tech? It seems like they're colluding with the left. Will any meaningful legislation be passed to stop them?
Yes, I think so. To give you an idea where I feel on this, Scott, we've just been talking about the Green New Deal, Western North Dakota. We put together a Republican task force, and I asked not to be on the Energy and Environment Committee because I asked to be on the big tech task force. I think it's the seminal question we have to answer in our time. There are six bills that came out of the antitrust subcommittee that are bipartisan. I will tell you, I'm a co-sponsor on two of them. Four of them have good and bad in them. That's obviously what happens with big tech. But I personally am going to have three bills being rolled out. One is on geofence warrants. One is on actually Section 230, but not necessarily the way we think about it in censorship, but on the product liability side. I think that's one part of 230 that is actually really egregious that people don't know about. And what I just shortly what that is Amazon gets liable. If you buy something from them and it blows up and you have to have surgery on your hand, Amazon has liability, product liability from that. And it makes sense if you're just truly the middleman. That's kind of how everything works. But we know Amazon's place in the e-commerce universe is not just as a middleman. So that kind of liability needs to be taken away. It's tough because it's typically been a state issue, not a federal issue. But that's really political fiction at this point with these e-commerce people. So I think there's going to be things coming. The flip side to that argument is, you know, we could never get quite to a deal on privacy. It fundamentally came down to private right of action. And if you can't solve that question between Democrats and Republicans, then we move forward. I want to caution everybody on the big tech legislation. I mean, we should have a conversation about whether these companies are too big, because I think with the exception of the East Indian Trading Company, Apple, Google, Amazon, and Facebook are the four most powerful companies in the history of the world. But also always recognize that in the history of the federal government, whenever we've tried to regulate big business, we've ended up hurting small business worse. So how we do this is going to be as important as what we do with it.
Let's see. Three other quick things here by text. One says, ask Mr. Armstrong what you are personally doing about our fellow Americans that are still being held without being charged from the unarmed January 6th protest at the Capitol.
Well, Scott, we should actually probably do a radio show about this. I think we educating people on how federal pretrial works is probably, I mean, it's something I obviously have been passionate about my whole life. There is no bond in federal court. So a judge either orders release or orders detention. And that's, I mean, regardless of everything else about it, they're functionally being treated like they're charged with a crime. You know, we talk a lot about words like riot and insurrection and domestic terrorism. None of those are crimes. None of those are crimes. That is all politics. We're actually starting to go through every actual charge that exists for these people and figuring out whether their pretrial release fits with other federal defendants in the same fit. But it's different than a state court where you get bond. There is no bond in the federal system. It's either release or detention.
So, long story short, you get some wacko judge, and it can not only happen with the protesters at the Capitol, it can happen with anybody in federal court anytime and does every day.
I can tell you this just from a real non-politically charged but also very serious situation. If somebody charged in Grand Forks County with a felony charge, and somebody charged off the Spirit Lake Reservation with the same charge in federal court, and that Grand Forks defendant will be out pretrial, and that Spirit Lake defendant will sit pretrial until the whole time. I mean, there's just a functional difference between how these things work.
Two other quick things here. One is related to burning of land when we need hay right now. Some have said it was CRP. You thought it was U.S. Fish and Wildlife. Is somebody actually burning what could be used as feed right now?
I haven't heard this, like, recently, like in the last 8 days. But, yeah, U.S. Fish and Wildlife was doing their habitat management plans, which involves burning, in the middle of the worst drought we've ever had. And so this is a perfect example of why the federal government should not be involved in anything they don't absolutely have to be, right? USDA and U.S. Fish and Wildlife obviously aren't talking to each other because you want to maintain that habitat, we'll go hay instead of burning. So it's absolutely unacceptable, and it needs to stop.
Yeah, the mistake there, I think, is some people have assumed it was CRP acreage, but we have had some reports of that recently actually happening. So maybe U.S. Fish and Wildlife.
It might be CRP acreage on U.S. Fish and Wildlife control land.
There you go. Yeah. Wrong, as you say. Thanks, Kelly. Appreciate the time. More coming up on What's on Your Mind, folks. Back to your calls coming up.
Need of grain storage, but steel prices have you feeling overwhelmed? Attention, farmers. Gateway Building Systems is here to help. Limited rock solid bins in stock, offered at pre-steel pricing. But don't wait. Act now. Save over 40% with these discounted rates. Gateway Building Systems is the number one rock bin dealer in the U.S. Go online to gatewaybuilding.com or call 1-800-747-4499.
Hi, my name is Diane. I refinanced my mortgage with Stacy Bosser at People's Home Equity. I was able to drop my interest rate almost 2 whole points. I added in some other debt, and I'm still saving over $400 per month. Stacy was so helpful in walking me through the process and made it very easy. My overall mood has absolutely changed since now I have extra money and do not feel like I'm always drowning in debt. Thank you, Stacy.
Stacy Bosser, 701-261-8359, NMLS number 1908175.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com. We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.